The drive to home ice advantage in the playoffs is nearly complete for the Okotoks Karstar Bisons. Okotoks, 2-8-2-0, knocked off Southern Division foes in the Strathmore Wheatland Kings and Cochrane Generals on back-to-back nights to move 8 points away from clinching first overall in the Heritage Junior Hockey League with 8 games left in the regular season. "It was a really good game, we played 60 minutes," said Bisons head coach Brad Cobb, following the victory over Strathmore. "And that's our biggest goal here down the stretch, to play strong system-wise and structurally." On Friday the 13th at the Murray Arena, Okotoks produced another measured, controlled result in handing a tough Strathmore squad a 4-1 defeat. "You know what? They're a good hockey club, so you've just got to get the puck snapping around there," Cobb added. "Get the puck movement going and the quick transition, but they're a good, young club and going to be a good team down the road. They're a tough out, for sure." On offense, Alastair Standen led the way with 2 goals, upping his totals to 6 in 10 games after being away from the squad for a 19-game period. "Since he's been back, it's just been positive," Cobb said. "In the dressing room, on the ice, he's just going to get stronger, he's a workhorse." Adam Kirkpatrick scored his team-leading 19th marker with Braden LaGranger notching his 9th tally in the victory. Kyle Provencher got 1 back late in regulation for the visitors. Grady Nicklaus improved to a perfect 7-0 with the victory, turning aside 26 of 27 shots. "I was going through a tough little stretch," Standen said. "And being back with the team, back with the guys that I care about and love being with has helped more than I could have thought." On January 14, Okotoks made it 3 wins in 4 meetings with the rival Cochrane Generals with a 3-1 road triumph. Standen, Captain Lucas Watkins and Jake Snashel provided the offense with Dylan Fries salting away his 13th win in a 26-save effort between the pipes. Cochrane got the better of Okotoks in its most recent meeting in early November, handing the Bisons their first loss of the season. "We want to create some separation," said Cobb on the eve of the contest. "More importantly, we want to get on them and let them know that the last time they got us there, we're not happy about it." The Bisons are now 8 games unbeaten. In January, the team has given up just 5 goals in 4 games. For Standen, trust has a lot to do with the team's consistent performances. "Just sticking to our game plan, trusting each other and working for each other," Standen said. "And knowing that if I'm first in the corner that my line mate is going to have my back and he's going to support me. Having those waves of offense and defense has been crucial." Okotoks is back at the Murray Arena on January 20 against the Three Hills Thrashers and complete the weekend on the road in Didsbury versus the Mountain View Colts. For more information, go to okotoksbisons.com.